How high is up? How long is a piece of rope? Are there any cottages in cottage cheese? Do you believe that the average intelligence of the American public is that of a 9-year-old? How smart is your family? The makers of that wonderful product that's sweeping the country, the Household Broom, present radio's newest and most sparkling question and answer show, Family Quiz. And here to put our typical American families through their places are those two eminent quiz masters, Wendell Niles and Don Prindle.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody. I'm Wendell Niles.
And I'm Don Prindle.
Say, Don, I suppose we better start out telling these good people something about ourselves, where we came from, what we've been doing. You go ahead, Don. You tell them something about yourself.
Well, Wendell, there really isn't much to tell.
Thank you very much, Don. That's very interesting.
I thought I was a little long-winded myself. What about you, Wendell? What have you been doing?
Oh, well, for the past 7 years, I've been with Bob Hope. Of course, Bob won't be with us on this show.
Yes, I read in the paper there's no hope for this program.
Yeah, so we don't need hope anyway, Don. All we need is a little faith from the sponsor and a little charity from our audience. But, Don, maybe we'd better tell our listeners all about Family Quiz and just how it works.
A good idea, Wendell.
Now, here's what we've done, folks. We've chosen several families from our student audience, and these families will compete against each other for some wonderful prizes and generous cash awards.
Here's how Family Quiz works. In the first round, two families will compete. The family which answers the greater number of questions in the first round will not only win that round, but will go on to the second round to compete against another family.
That's right. The family remaining undefeated at the end of today's program will compete again tomorrow and every day until eliminated. Now, you'll see what we mean as soon as we get underway. Well, now, let's get right in. I want you to meet my family. What is your name, sir?
Walter and Papmeyer.
Your Papmeyer, huh? You're Pappy Papmeyer. We're glad to see you. And that is your wife right over there?
This is Miss Papmeyer and my daughter, Jeanette.
Glad to see you. How are you? Will you talk into the mic? Say hello to the people. Say hello, people.
Hello, people.
Isn't that cute? She ad-libbed it. And Jeanette? Janet or Jeanette? Which is it?
Jeanette.
Jeanette Papmeyer.
That's right.
Say hello to your audience.
Hello.
That's good. What do you do, Mr. Papmeyer?
I'm in the nursery business.
You're in the nursery business. Same as Crosby.
not quite such a great scale, though.
I see what you mean. Well, that's very good. I suppose you know something about flowers.
Well, quite a bit.
I know. I came from a family that loved flowers, too. My uncle, for example, could never get him away from his four roses. Let's get on. I think we know our family, and you said, where were you from?
Litchfield, Illinois.
Litchfield, Illinois. Apparently, there are some of the folks in our studio audience from Litchfield. Where is that? About where is it located?
It's in central Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Close to Chicago. Where is Chicago?
Between Springfield and Springfield, Illinois, and St. Louis, Missouri. About midway.
Pretty cold back there for a nursery, isn't it?
Well, it is in the wintertime.
Do you have any trouble with your night bloomer?
All glassed in.
Is this your first trip to California? I'd like to ask your wife, Mrs. Papmeyer.
Yes, it is.
How do you like it out here?
We love it.
Did you drive out?
Yes, we drove out in a 1935 Ford.
How are the tires?
Well, toward the end of the trip, not so good.
Well, I know you're going to make it back all right. How do you like it? How do you like the boys out here, Jeanette?
Fine. They're a little bit different from Illinois, though.
They are. You've been over in Hollywood and Vine, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Wendell, would you care to meet my family?
That I would, Donald.
Oh,
yes,
I'd love to have
about
you meet my family. After all, I think my family can beat your family.
I doubt that.
I have them seated right over here. What is your name, sir?
Daryl Silvera.
Daryl Silvera.
Right.
And where are you from, Mr. Silvera?
British West Indies.
British West Indies. Just where in the British West Indies, Mr. Silvera?
Kingston, Jamaica.
Kingston, Jamaica. Your boys are doing all right in the Olympics,
yes,
I see.
Yes, they are. They're holding their own.
Isn't that wonderful? And what is your name, Daryl?
Dorothy Silvera.
Mrs. Dorothy Silvera.
Mrs. Dorothy Silvera.
And what do you do, Miss Silvera?
Well, right now I'm a housewife.
A housewife. That
yes.
isn't bad, is it?
No, it's all right. I've done
very
it for many years.
There. Yes, that's wonderful. And what is your daughter's name?
Pat Silvera.
Pat Silvera?
Mm-hmm.
You go to school, Pat?
Yes, North Hollywood.
You have a boyfriend?
Well, sort of.
Sort of. Sort of a boyfriend.
It's possible in North Hollywood.
Well, shame on me anyway for asking that in front of her father and mother. How old are you, Pat?
16.
Double shame on me.
Well, that's a very interesting family.
Like and what category would you like to talk on, the Silvera family? Have you chosen the category?
History.
History?
History.
American history?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Now, are you all ready to go, Wendell?
Certainly am, and my family really looks pretty sharp over here. Now we know both families. Well, good luck. Well, let's see. Have you picked a category or something you want to talk about?
Movies, I believe.
Movies. Well, I think that's a very good category. And here's your first question, Mr. Papmeyer. What glamour star was known as the Oomph Girl? You have 10 seconds. No coaching. From the family.
Clara Bow.
No, I'm sorry. Clara Bow was known as the It Girl. This happens to be Ann Sheridan.
Well, thank you very much for that team over there. And now we're back to my team, the Silveras. Mr. Silvera, here's your first question on American history. Were there any presidents of the United States born British subjects?
Yes.
Yes. That answer is absolutely right. You don't happen to know how many, do you? Well, that isn't necessary anyway. You answer the question correctly.
I think there were 8.
Yes is the answer. 8.
8.
And he's right on the nose. There were 8 presidents born British subjects. That's 1 point for me, Wendell.
No fair. He didn't name them. Well, all right, back to my family, the Papmeyers. And this is for you, Mrs. Papmeyer. See if you can remember this. Who was known as the vamp?
Theda Vera.
Theda Vera is right. Yes, indeed. Marita.
All right, now, you Silveras, don't let me down. Mrs. Silvera, this is your question. How many children did George Washington have?
I don't think he had any.
That is absolutely right. George Washington didn't have any children. And they call him the father of his country. All right.
Here's for you, Jeanette Papmeyer. What male star is known as the Fat Man? I'll tell you now, I don't mean Prindle. What male star is known as the Fat Man?
Daddy Arbuckle?
No, up louder. What was that?
Daddy Arbuckle?
Hey, wait a minute.
He was that day. Now, I think we may have to give you a draw. This is a, how do you remember Fatty Arbuckle? How old are you?
21, only I just remember the name.
Oh, no, there's a modern... A chap, a rather fat man.
Mm.
In fact, you might say he's obese. Is that a word?
Obese?
He's very fat. He does, well, I can't give you any cues. We agreed that before the show. Think now, think hard. The fat man, he's quite popular.
Michael.
Quite popular. Can't tell you any of the things he's been in, but I'm sure you've seen him many, many times.
I dare
Sydney
you.
Sydney
Greenstreet?
That's right. I can tell. Sydney Greenstreet. That's right.
He's finally got it.
Sydney Greenstreet. He's known as
the fat man. Mm-hmm. He's not so fat at that. If you want to see something fat, when I was working down at Santa Monica as a lifeguard, there was a woman there I had to carry out of the ocean one day. Would you believe it? She weighed 300 pounds.
Oh, come on. Now watch it, Don. How could you, a man of your stature, carry a woman that weighed 300 pounds?
I made 2 trips. And now we're over here to my third contestant, Pat Silvera. Little 16-year-old Pat. And your question is, what was Andrew Jackson's nickname? Andrew Jackson. President Andy Jackson. This is, how can I say it?
You can.
Oh, she can get it. Old Hickory. You got a tough nut to crack, but I think you can get it.
Old Hickory?
Old Hickory is absolutely right. Hey, that's 3 points for our side.
All right, we're back to you, Pappy Papmeyer. You ready? Feel sharp?
Let her go.
Okay. Put your mind off that nursery. Here we go. Can you name the most famous Japanese star ever to appear in Hollywood movies? He was a leading man. Very handsome, very popular. Japanese star. I believe he was the only one who ever was a leading man in this country from Hollywood.
That's you.
Please. No coach. Oh, you're
no,
not.
It's your team.
Time's about up.
Right, I can't answer that question.
Well, that's too bad, but maybe it was a little bit unfair. His name was Sessue Hayakawa. Remember him?
And now we're back to Mr. Silvera. Your second question on the history quiz. Why did Columbus name the natives of the New World Indians?
He thought he was in India.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Silvera came through with it, Dave. Isn't that wonderful? I think that's about 4 points for our team over here, Niles.
Oh, stop bragging. You're not through yet.
Nobody came through with that word, Indians. Oh, that's wonderful. I used to live on an Indian reservation, you know, back in Illinois, very close to the Kickapoo Indian reservation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to fight with the kids every day, the Indian kids.
In fact, should have taught you something.
It did. Never Kickapoo Indians. We'll flush it out after the show's over.
We're back to you, Mrs. Papenmeier. Now, lean right into the microphone and think very hard before we give you this question. I know you're going to get it. Very intelligent gal. People back in Litchfield are going to be proud of you. What famous star's last name reminds you of part of a house? What famous star's last name reminds you of a part of a house? He's
man
a very big
woman.
Star.
Oh, man.
A man.
Oh, I heard it from the audience.
That's right. You got it. Clark Gable. Clark Gable is right.
And now we're over here to Mrs. Silvera again. Was General Washington 5'10", 6 feet, or 6'2"? You have a choice.
Should I go for the middle one?
Well, that's a leading question. If I said yes.
Give her a little hint.
Give her a little hint?
Yeah, he always used to sleep with a yardstick. See how long he slept.
Don't
well,
go,
go
for the middle one. I'll give her a hint.
How about 6'2"?
6'2"? Isn't that wonderful? I wonder how she got that. 6'2". You know, I had an uncle, 6'8".
You got an uncle?
Yeah, 6'8". I got a picture of him right here. See him there standing in front of that saloon?
Yeah, I see the saloon, but I don't see your uncle.
Did he go back in there again?
Jeanette, we're back to you now. Jeanette Papenmeier and my team. Now, we got to get this because we're a little bit behind. I know you will. Who is the wife of John Agar?
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple, that's right. That's right. It's not
now,
too...
Now, please, that brings us up to the general question. All right, Pat, here is your question. How many years ago was gold discovered in California?
100 years ago.
100 years ago. That's right. We just finished celebrating the centennial.
That's right. Pat Myers, the score is now Pat Myers 4 and Silvera 6.
That's the end of round one, and they win with a total of 4 points. 6 points. And for their efforts, we're happy to present them with this beautiful console model, Admiral Television Set.
Yes, sir. Very good. Well, I'll have to congratulate your family, Don, and I'm going to give you a new upper plate so you can talk plainer. Anyway, to my family, you really, the Papenmeiers, you really did put up an awful swell battle, and because you were such good sports, we want you to have a very complete set of six-ply General Squeegee tires and puncture-proof tubes to go with them.
Before we have a look at those troops, I want you, Silveras, to stand by now, because in just a minute, you will compete with a brand new family. But first, here is Jim Doyle with a friendly word from our sponsor.
A friend. Thank you, Jim.
A very friendly word. Well, Wendell, let's get going with the second round. The Silvera family is raring to go, so bring on your competition.
Well, here's my family. Yes, sir, they look pretty good, too. And what is your name?
John Stevenson.
John Stevenson, mm-hmm. And that's your wife.
That's correct.
Very beautiful she is. There's only two of you.
That's correct. Yes,
no children?
No.
Do you like children?
Yeah.
Talk right into the microphone there, folks. two very handsome people, handsome gentlemen. His face is rather long, but a very... striking looking man.
No children.
No children. Would
not
you...
in the nursery, but.
Here, your name is John Stevenson.
That's right.
What do you do?
I'm in the wholesale egg business.
Are you really?
Hey, that's wonderful. That makes three of us.
My contestant.
My life.
I know something about the egg business myself, old boy.
I bet you do.
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, when I was young, my folks raised chickens.
They did,
They had one hen that laid a 27-pound egg.
Laid a 27-pound egg? I don't see anything so wonderful about that.
You don't see anything wonderful about a hen laying a 27-pound egg?
No, what else could she do with it?
Mr. Stevenson, what is your first name?
Valerie,
you're a housewife. You don't work.
I gather eggs.
You have a big job tonight.
You said that you would like to have had a child. You like children?
I like children.
And I'll tell you what we're going to let you do, if it's all right with Don. Naturally, it's not fair for you to compete against the Silvera family because they have a very beautiful girl. Here's what we're going to let you do. We're going to let you adopt somebody from the audience.
That'll be fun.
Would you like that?
I like it.
Wonderful. What would you like, a boy or a
boy.
Girl?
Boy.
Would you like a boy?
I'd like a girl.
Huh? You like a girl?
Oh, I love a girl.
Well, I tell you, the head of the
family...
Don't
let's argue about that here. I mean, boy.
You can work that out on your own time.
Oh, boy.
Jim Doyle, would you go down in the audience? There are a lot of people, a lot of boys have raised their hands. Would you go down in the audience and see if you can pick a very intelligent-looking chap, somebody that you think might compete with the beautiful little Silvera girl? They have one? All right, Jim Doyle has a boy. Come right up here, son. We want you to meet your new father and mother. Come right over. Sit right down. What is your name, first of all, talking to that microphone?
Edward Noller.
Edward Noller.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Is that, what do they call you, Eddie? Do you have a nickname?
No, I call me, my friends call me Wee, and kind of, I was always so small.
Oh, really? Well, then, if you don't mind, we'll call you Wee. I want you to meet your new father and mother. This is Mrs. Stevenson, your mother, and Mr. Stevenson over here.
How are you, Wee?
Why don't you kiss your mother?
We kissed his mother, and us wouldn't be bad either.
Even him kissing us, or we kissing the mother. I may ask you to stick with your own contestants. Any kissing to be done in my family, I'll do it.
I wish I could adopt a boy named Wee. We'd have two of them. We'd we the people, you know.
I think we're going to win this time. How do you feel, Wee? Do you feel pretty sharp tonight?
Fine.
Do you like your new father and mother?
Well,
what category do you want to pick, first of all?
It's all right with Mom and Dad. I think I'll take sports.
Here we go. Our first one for Mr. John Stevenson. You get the question. Where is the Irish sweepstakes held?
Well, it's a race, the Irish sweepstakes, that they sell them tickets on. I think it's held in Aintree. That's over in Liverpool, near Liverpool.
That is right. I can see that I have a face. You got a pretty smart father, Wee.
Well, I would like to ask the Silvera family what category they've chosen for the second round.
Well, there's only one left, music.
Well, that narrows it down, doesn't it? Yeah. The category is music. All right. This is a little sticker here. This goes back a ways.
A sticker?
If your wife was gone on a short vacation out in the sticks, what famous old song would that bring to mind?
My wife's gone to the country.
Oh, isn't that so true? Hey, that's right. Very good, Mr. Silvera.
Well, it's going to be a tight battle, I think, this time. Now, Mrs. Stevenson, think very hard now. Who is the greatest living American woman athlete?
Dickerson. Babe Dickerson.
Babe Dickerson's a Harrier. That is right.
And now we're over here to the Silveras again with the next music question for Mrs. Silvera. A famous old Strauss waltz is about a river. What color is it?
Blue.
Blue is so true. That's 2 points for us.
Here's one for you, Wee. What amateur American sporting event draws the greatest crowd for one single performance?
Would that be the soapbox derby?
That is absolutely right. The American Soapbox Derby, sponsored by Chevrolet. Do you know where that's held by any chance?
It's held
in
Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio. How do you happen to know so much about this?
Well, my brother entered the soapbox this year.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Soapbox.
That
I hope
is
he
it.
Came out play that. Entered the soapbox. And now we're over here to my little 16-year-old, Pat Silvera. Pat, for your third question on music, how many people are mentioned in the song My Blue Heaven?
Three.
Mm-hmm. Molly and me and baby makes five. Right.
Stay down.
Are you over there for a question now, Wendell?
Here is the one. I believe this is for you, Mr. Stevenson. If a thoroughbred racehorse is born on December 31st, when is he officially 1 year old?
Racehorse changes his age on January the 1st every year.
That's right. So he would be 1 year old the next day, wouldn't he? Right.
Even I have to stoop low enough to congratulate your team. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much. We put that question in because this happens to be Don's birthday.
Well, thank you very much. And now back to the Silvera family and their next music question. And now we're going to have a little music from Ivan Dittmars, our organist. He'll play a few numbers for us. And Silvera family, watch this now. See if you can tell us whether this first number should be sung by a boy or a girl.
A boy.
A boy! That's what I'm saying. Sorry.
I meant
sorry to Ivan because I wanted to hear more of that music. The answer was right. It should be sung by a boy. It's Girl of My Dream.
Nobody's missed yet, have they?
Nobody has missed yet.
Not going to start now. I believe this is for you, Mrs. Stevenson. Well, here it is. What is Connie Mack's real name? That's a little bit tough.
McGillicuddy, Cornelius.
That's right.
Now we're back over here to Ma Silvera. Dorothy, Mrs. Dorothy Silvera. In the lyrics of this next selection, if it were sung, the singer would have the gimmies. You tell us what he wants.
Don't fence me in. I want a
don't
lot
fence
of land
me in.
Or something.
Give me land. Hey, that's it. He's got the gimmies.
Nobody's gone down yet, I'm telling you. I'm going to have to ask you a question, so somebody's got to.
Don't worry, I could answer it.
I wonder if you could. Do you know anything about music?
Well, I know anything about anything.
I'll give you one just for you to answer. What's the meaning of the word pizzicato?
Pizzicato? Well, that's not a musical term.
What does it mean?
Pizzicato is a disease you get from parrots.
He's right. I didn't think he knew it. I guess we better get back to the Stevensons. Here's one. I think this is for you, Wee. Is 100 meters longer or shorter than 100 yards?
That's longer.
Right into the microphone.
100 meters is longer than 100 yards.
Pretty close. What a team I have here.
And now, against Wee Niles, we have over here Pat Silvera, 16-year-old Pat, and your question is...
Hey, wait a minute. Stevenson, it said my family, but he's the father.
He's the father?
Yes.
What did I say?
Wee Niles.
What is that? Oh, I'm so sorry.
I mean, believe me, it's all right with me. But he
what
might
was the
object.
Name? What was the name?
Stevenson. This is Mr. Stevenson.
Oh,
right
Wee Noller. Wee Noller.
Mr. Stevenson.
What is the Stevenson family? Okay. Thank you very much, Wendell. But we're over here now to Pat Silvera. And we're going to have another number played for you. We want you to tell us what state is the locale for this next song.
Thank you.
Mexico?
Oh, wait a minute. You couldn't hear you. What'd you say?
What is the state?
On the Alamo, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. She said Mexico, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. New Mexico?
That's
no, no.
Wrong.
I'm so sorry. The Alamo is in Texas. Oh, isn't that too bad?
That is too bad. I'm sure sorry. Oh, sorry. That's right, the Alamo. Trindle was there at the battle. Now, here, let's get back to the good team here.
Do you mind, what is the score now?
They're really down.
6 for the Stevensons, 5 for the Silveras. Oh,
that's
we've
right.
got to watch it.
You want to answer another question?
Any number, yes. What have you got now?
What makes a balloon go up?
Hot air.
What keeps you down? Can't answer a thing. But now we come to a general question. Mr. Stevenson, this is the whole family this time. Name a sport in which the winning team moves backwards to win. A little tough. You can talk it over. Go
tug
ahead, Doug.
Tug of war and crew. Or something.
That's right. Tug of war and crew. That's two of them. Tug of war and crew. Both of them, the
if
team
you ask
has
me,
to
that's
be back.
That's a pretty simple question. Now, let's see what I've got here for my team.
You're not so smart yourself. You're dumb enough to be twins, brother.
As a matter of fact, I happen to be a twin.
Oh, come on.
Yes,
you're a twin?
Identical twins.
You're one of twins.
That's right. For years, nobody could tell me and my twin apart.
Is that a fact?
That's right.
Well, how do they tell you apart?
Mabel has a mustache. And now we're back. Now we're back here to the Silvera family. Hey, you know, we're behind, though, so we've got to make this up.
You're dead.
All right, you can talk this over among yourselves. What is the other name for a four-stringed Hawaiian guitar?
Is it a ukulele? No,
I don't know. Oh, I heard it. Yes, it is a ukulele. You're absolutely right.
Congratulations. And, yes, sir, and the grand prize winners for the day, with a total of 7 points, is the Stevenson family. And to this family, we're very happy to present the gorgeous Admiral radio and phonograph combination, together with a record cabinet which completes the ensemble. Now, it's a smart set for you very smart people. In addition, a nice, brand-new, crisp $100 bill. And to you, because you've been such a wonderful sport in coming up here, we want you to have this very beautiful 17 Jewel Gruen Corvette. Now,
and to my family, the Silveras from Kingston, Jamaica, I want to say you put up a great fight. And for being such grand people, here is a consolation prize from Wendell and myself of a Dormeyer mixer for your kitchen, complete with attachments, and a Keystone movie camera.
Don't forget, Neil Stevensons are going to be back. So you get in touch with your adopted son. You know where to pick him up tomorrow, because you're going to be back to compete, and you will continue to compete until you are beaten.
The sponsors of this program have a wonderful product. In fact, it's so wonderful, we just can't find words to describe it, so we'll skip it. Gentlemen, you've been listening to Family Quiz, starring Wendell Niles and Don Frindle, and brought to you by our wonderful sponsor. Family Quiz is heard 5 days a week at this time, Monday through Friday. And here again are the stars of our show with a final word.
Well, thank you, Jim. Say, don't forget, folks, tomorrow, when the Stevensons return to defend its championship title, the Stevenson family, all of you together. And remember, for every day that you win, in addition to more valuable prizes, you'll win another crisp $100 bill. Now, just realize, if they won every day for a year, you'd have over $25,000. Boy, and that's a pretty nice little nest egg in case another depression comes along.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Suppose the depression doesn't come along. There they are, stuck with all that money.
Well, we got to know. I have to go now, folks. Don, I'll see you later. I see that my car's outside.
Is your car's out in front? How do you know it's your car?
I recognize the conductor.
Good night, everybody.
Tune in again tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, for Family Quiz. Jim Doyle speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.